With us in the studio is NPR's Eric Westerfeld, and he has been talking to people in the Pentagon. Eric, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
What is the Pentagon saying at this point about the capture of Saddam Hussein?
Well, it's interesting. They're letting the troops on the ground, the 4th Infantry Division and Paul Bremer, kind of do most of the talking, really. But sources I've talked to this morning have said they found it interesting that he is talkative and cooperative, and from an intelligence standpoint, wonder if how far that's going to go. Is he going to actually start giving us information that's useful in terms of countering the resistance there? Obviously, this summer when they got his sons, Uday and Qusay, and killed him, we saw a spike in the attacks against U.S. forces start to go up in August and September, October, and then November really being the bloodiest month since Saddam fell. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in these crucial coming weeks, in the next few days even. Are we going to start to see an upsurge before anything starts to level off in terms of the resistance to the U.S. forces?
Is it your understanding that indeed Saddam Hussein and the search for Saddam Hussein had been paramount in the military's mind? Was a lot of effort being put into the search for him?
Yeah, there were special operations forces whose near full-time job was to look for Saddam Hussein, supported by troops mostly from the 4th Infantry Division. And then throughout the occupying forces, the 130,000 on the ground, any intelligence that was gathered in that by those troops was fed up to this task force that, their sole job was to try to find him. And it was interesting, I found, too, that, he wasn't surrounded by, Fedayeen loyalists defending him, and not a shot was fired. I mean, this is essentially a guy who was in a crawl space in a basement, and we didn't have any resistance right there. So the idea that he was playing a key role in the resistance, I think, is pretty far-fetched. I think it's pretty clear that whatever role he was playing was pretty limited in terms of organizing, funding this resistance.
Does this mean the military now has the opportunity to sort of reconcentrate its forces?
I'm not sure it's going to change a lot on the ground in terms of how the troops are laid out. I remember I was with soldiers when they got Uday and Qusay and were killed in a shootout in Mosul this summer, and a lot of soldiers said, well, we still have the big guy to catch, and only when we get him will we be able to relax a little more. But certainly for the 4th Infantry Division that's around his hometown of Tikrit and in the northern part of Iraq, I think you may see a change there. Maybe in tactics and in coming weeks, depending on what the response is to this capture.
It's interesting that, again, it was mentioned by General Sanchez that this was a result of a tip. There have been many tips in the last 8 months, and it seems that there have been times when the U.S. military was maybe just that close to capturing him and not. What do the circumstances of this particular arrest say to you?
Well, that's right. I mean, a tip. I mean, intelligence has been the problem throughout this occupation for U.S. forces to try to get key human intelligence on who's funding the resistance, where Saddam is. That's been the challenge. And they've been relying. Remember, it was a tip as well that got Uday and Qusay this summer from a local. And so it's clear that from this tip, that played a key role. And people I'm talking to are hoping that this leads to more, that more will now be not afraid to come forward, give more tips about the resistance, about other regime loyalists. Al-Duri is still out there and others. So they're clearly hoping this is something of a watershed in terms of human intelligence.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld. Eric, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Just to recap for you, American forces have captured a bearded Saddam Hussein, who was actually hiding in a hole in a farmhouse cellar near his hometown of Tikrit. No shots were fired, and Saddam Hussein is now being held in an undisclosed location. There is reaction from around the world, including that of British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who hailed this as good news for the people of Iraq. But what happens next in Iraq is yet to be seen. We are going to continue our special coverage right here from NPR News.